As I was walking my way home, I heard a sound like freedom. It stopped my feet where they were. I listened with my being. All right. Oh, those places where you fall back, I know you have. And those places where time is still the same, I know you know. But I know what time it is here on the Big Island, and it's 7:01, and the day is done. It's raining hard, I'm fighting off the flood, and we are surviving here on the Big Island. I hope wherever you are warm and toasty or cool and frosty. Oh, yes, the seasons are turning, and so is the government. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, they got you all talking about Iran. They got you talking about Turkey, and it isn't even Thanksgiving. They've got it all going on, and you know, I pray that I stay who I am, and I thank God for who I am, for I know I am. Now, I know that this is BBSRadio.com. You know that too, and you do know that this is the voice of Mission Possible Radio. You got it, the boss, RJ. Oh, I'm hoping that y'all know I got Madam Sativa just standing by here. We're going to bring her on so she can talk all about tomorrow as it was lived today on another part of the world. Do you understand how wonderful it is that we know and we go with the flow of the world, America? Now, tonight, the boss is going to talk about treason. Tonight, we're going to talk about reason. Tonight, we're going to talk about just what has changed. Now, you know we got two constitutions now, everybody, and I pray you understand this clearly as I give you the facts. There's a constitution in crisis, and there's a crisis in the constitution. This is the truth of the matter, the gray matter, which is not so gray anymore. I'm telling you, the NutraSweet brains, oh yes, those brains, they are coming up and have decided to put limits on the freedom, to give freedom a haircut. And that is what they are doing. And they are moving and grooving fast, but you know what? What I tell you all, I done told you this 100 million times, if I've told it to you one time, evil hold no power over those who don't run with evil. Let me tell you just how good it can get when you understand this. Oh yes, do your investigations. Pass your test. I was just listening to the president. A lot of people need to go back and they need to just check out what he was saying that day. And that day when he tried to pray, oh, has anybody ever really checked out how our president prays? He's always talking about let us pray, let us have a moment of silence. And when he says a moment, he's talking 3 seconds. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to be revving it up for you. That's why I call myself Reverend RJ. Everybody said, well, what kind of religion are you practicing? I said, well, what kind of relationship do I have to God? This is the question. And why is it that I'm talking to you now and seeing gold at 802? It tickles 802.50, okay? So then you say to yourself, well, what good is it to have gold? And I want everybody to reason this, that if it is true that gold is on the run and that all of you that are investing in gold and have your little gold snaps and your little EFTs and your ABCs or whatever it is, don't you know that the Patriot Act say that they can take what they want from you? Okay, America, this is not American. This is America. And I'm telling you, you have to understand what the definition of America must mean, because, oh boy, they get ready to strip you down, people. They get ready to shake you up, and they don't have to set off no more bombs. You don't hear them talk about interconnected, intercontinental ballistic missiles or any of those types of things. Uh-uh. No, they don't talk about that no more. Because they got all kinds of little boogie bombs, and they got all kinds of aerosol sprays, and they got all kinds of little chemicals and things that they can put into the universe. And all you tenderized metal brains, oh yes, yes, yes. You need to look at what you're putting in your bodies and what you expect your body to do. As a light body, it's going to get too heavy. Oh, is there any other way for one to talk to somebody? You're my listeners, and if you're not my listeners, you're my future listeners, because if you ain't listening now, you'll be listening later, because soon you're going to go into the archives, because soon you're going to ask yourself, what is it that I am saying? Am I testing this system? Is BBS radio right now on the cutting edge? Does Don Newsom worry about what it is I'm getting ready to say, or who I'm getting ready to say it about? Is he tickled to life with what's getting ready to happen? Are the talk show hosts on BBS Radio ready to test the very envelope of this universe as we stretch across, as we begin to test that which we know to be true freedom, the type of democracy that America wants to bring to other countries? It's a dang shame that we can't do something about this. Everybody knows. Everybody knows I sing it. Everybody knows. Everybody knows you can't put out a fire with gasoline. Oh, and everybody knows. All right, people, for those of you who don't like looking, you need to understand the world currency, that's the dollar. Oh, and I'm telling you, for the first time, there's a lot of people who had a lot of dollars that divested themselves of them and bought something else. And now they're telling you the dollar is going to make you holler. Now you say, well, boss, are you in economics? I'm a history. I look in history and I see it repeating itself. And what they say, if you don't look at it carefully, if you're not willing to discuss it, if you're not willing to dissect it, if you're not willing to analyze it and then identify with it and then make some serious generalizations that will hold water and air good fundamentals with what we're talking about here. But for some reason, some of you have been mind controlled. Now, I can prove it to you. I can prove it to you because you can't tolerate any discussion about what might be really happening. And when we can all agree, America, Republican, Democrat, Abba-Dabba-Doo, Church of the Flintstone, whatever it is that pops your lock, has you practicing on the good side and understanding and walking in the divine and being able to, as the president said, yezo, I travel, he tried to say a little bit about it, in the shadow of death. Well, we know the president believes. We know that the president bleeds, and we know that the president drinks too much darn Diet Coke. You are what you drink, and this man drinks Diet Coke. Now, this is why he waves funny. Next time you see him getting off Air Force One, ask yourself, what make a man walk that way, you see, okay? And then, when you look at how he speaks, you think about the brain. And you think about what happens when he has to think on the spot. And what I want you all to do, and what I want you all to really do, is you can tell when our president, Mr. President, is lying. Now notice, I am careful to say Mr. President. I have a right to say this because he occupies the office. I will not talk about the man. I will talk about the man who holds the seat so that we can be real secure that what we are doing is taking that which is given, and we are doing what we call EAD. Now, EAD is a process that the brain does. Now, the boss wants you all to really understand something. What you see and the assumptions that you guess behind what it is that you see is going to guide you to the kind of feeling that you will experience. This is why you cannot look outside yourself and put your experience or your fear on your brother and expect them to think or feel just like you. It will happen when it is real, when it is truth, when it is spontaneous, when it is direct, when it just happens. It will happen. This is what our government, this is what those evil ones who have strayed. See, I'm always going to give them an opportunity to get right instead of riot. Right. Just instead of riotous. You see. Anger, that's a superficial feeling. What you all need to understand is that this is vengeance. This that is coming down on America is a completion, a dress down, a rehearsal for the big get back. Now, who in our society has been or feels that they have been done wrong? The Bushes. They believe that that particular time in history when their family was earmarked and accused of trading with the enemy, and the United States government had a law, enacted a law, that made it possible to stop their banking, to put a hold on their visions of grandeur and joining with the right to further the corporations and organizations. This is the truth of the matter, America. Now, it may become tomorrow treasonous for me to speak about history or to mention any of these things, for it would be seen as being, well, if I was guilty of the types of things that this particular administration is guilty of, certainly I would project. Oh, I must have wound somebody up. I hear that beep. Who's out there?
This is Adam.
Adam.
Yes.
As in the first man or as in the particle? I made you
I'm just Adam. I think I called the wrong show.
You did?
I think so.
What show was you calling?
Akashic Wisdom.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm in that record too. You called the show that's on.
Okay.
Have you been listening or...
Yeah, I've been listening.
And you thought you was listening to her?
Mrs. Fox.
You thought you was listening to Mrs. Fox?
I am listening to her.
You are? Then I am her. And you all just go ahead and continue to listen. And if you have a question, ask it.
Okay, thank you.
Now, you see, here's a man. I don't know. I talked to Miss Fox. She told me I was Dorothy. She looked into the records and saw the Wizard of Oz. Now I have a man who calls in. Instead of wanting to get to know the boss, he thinks he called the wrong show. But he thinks he's talking to Miss Fox. But how could that be when I'm the boss? But I love the call because it means that somebody's out there listening. Even if it is a mistake, it counts. I got my Madam Sativa. The person that called need to call back and need to give me their birth date, because wouldn't everybody like to know who that card was that called and thought it was a mistake. But anyhow, where was I? I'm sitting here staring at a picture of the Dalai Lama. I'm looking at the Dalai Lama on 1959 when He was hanging out with the Prime Minister, Nehru. I'm looking at Nehru. I'm looking at the Dalai Lama. Just after he done had to call it quits in Tibet and take a little powder. And I also have here a newspaper from that I picked up in Sedona, the U.S. News, and I'm looking at the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama now, the Dalai Lama 1959. And I am inspired to speak to you in this peaceful fashion as I know exactly what is necessary, what the mission is. I have to repeat it one more time so everybody gets the gist and the flow of where I'm coming from. And believe me, folks, I am coming. We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little, we now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. What's important for everyone to really begin to understand is it's not so much what you know, but how you know what you know. I have said it often enough to all those who are listening, show me your proof. Show me your work. I am here on the Big Island. I am associated with, yes, another persecuted prophet out there. Yeah, y'all waiting for someone to come. But we done already come. We done already come again, and we gonna come some more until you all understand something. And when you do, then it won't be political. It will definitely be spiritual because you ain't had nothing else to believe in but God. And that God is fastened after you and how you reflect yourself. And God accepts all nature. God also knows that will be a time of judgment. And this is what I believe I have come to witness, what I volunteered for, and what most BBSRadio.com listeners are praying for. And that is going to be exciting because there are two kinds of people in the world. Now, the useful and the useless, well, the useful, they've been working. The useless has been trying to plan the demise. Useless has been providing what I call faultless news. Yes. I try not to give you faultless news. I'd like to think that I give you things to think about. The health, the wealth of a nation is stored up in its ability to wage war. If you agree, then you love where we're going. If you disagree, then it's because you don't accept the economic aspects of Adam Smith, that you couldn't possibly get through the prints and say, yeah, this is a good way to go. I'm encouraging everybody out there to do what Eisenhower told us to do, and that is to read. It's important that we start to dialogue with each other, not so much what we've seen in the movies. Well, it's time for us to read and to read out loud together certain books and to begin to have reading circles where we settle down into evenings where people are reading, sharing, and integrating their knowledge and checking and balancing themselves, since our government officials and all seem to be, I don't know what they're doing right now, but they're doing it. If there's anybody out there, come on in. I'm going to be putting Madam Sativa on. Anybody that we are coming into just 19 minutes into the show, and it's raining hard, I may have to leave and put this down, leave her, and go start the siphoning going on. We're being besieged by torrential rains out here, and you have to remember I'm sitting out here in the middle of a big ocean, and it's a big island. Yeah. It's a small world after all, though. Madam Sativa, if you will position yourself into a place where we can have some discussion here about tomorrow. Okay, well, she says next 20 minutes. Okay, well, I cannot. I will continue on then with my whole thing here, which is there are some predictions, some dire predictions for the dollar, and that there are some changes in our circumstances, and that we are and have no better than a 10% chance of avoiding an economic, as they say, Armageddon. I'm telling you, even though the weaker dollar is going to lead to a stronger gold price, here in America, they've already taken care of that. And the cowboys have cut us off at the pass. We can't even protect our assets, let alone our you-know-what-is. So these are the things that people should be discussing, and I guess everybody is waiting. I don't know. Maybe you got them all surrounded. You got it figured out. You all bought your euros, and you're enjoying your increase in money for those of you and others. Hopefully you'll become compassionate and share with other people and help them out, because, boy, let me tell you something. I just don't see how we're not going to be affected by those subprime loans that are coming due, and all the forfeitures, and homeless people, and people who used to own their homes now renting them back and still owing money. And it's they've done a good job. I'm telling you, you look at it, it's kind of a real serious vengeance. But I put it together. It's my little thesis that if it's the Bushes that are sitting, and he is the nine of diamonds, or some kind of diamond, I think he is, that's a loss card. He's supposed to bring a financial loss. If they have their money stored away in other places, then they won't suffer. They'll be like a government in exile. And if it can happen to other countries, it can happen to us too. We already don't have a constitution, so you can't stand on the constitution any longer. And if they declare some type of emergency this next time, the Treasury Department and other departments are ready to clamp down on us and to do and to wield the power that they have been given. This is what they wait for. This is what they're looking for. This is what they want to do. This is how it is. This is what some people's lives, patterns, numbers are all about, and they're playing it out. And then there's us, and we play a different game, and we believe in a different power. And I know that divinity and divineness and love will always conquer evil, will always confound those who gravitate towards evil. They have to think. They don't want to be exposed to who they are too quickly. They'd like to have us in the vise. But thanks to people like Don Newsom and places like this, the boss, also known as Reverend Roxy, have an outlet to begin to share with you and to also to at least get on record as having had my doubts about where and what my government's been doing ever since I would say 1972 would be pretty much, because I'm 55 now. That 1972 really, really tore it for me. I mean, a lot of people say, well, what, why would you go there and not before that? I said, well, the assassination, that was one thing, and that kind of fell apart anyhow, because by the time it got to be about 1966, nobody in their right mind believed that it was a lone assassin. I mean, unless he was just part of the rank and file. But even now, looking back on all that's happened and what is happening and the cover-ups, that a lot of this has to do with the past. And these guys aren't dead yet. They lived a long time, Bush Sr., he's lived a long time. You know, here's a man who has always been at the center of intelligence and at the center of this and this, and he always gets away with not being having to show his records, never having to tell anybody where he is. He wields a lot of power. And his son, they're kind of like, Calvin Coolidge and his son, it's like, whoa, you guys really do make it up as you go along. And you're bullies. And you can see that in history. Even when, George Bush, the governor of Texas, he never, ever, 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 ever entertained mercy or forgiveness as a possibility as a possibility, you see. Now, these are attributes also of a politician, but not of him. And what I really want everyone to do is go back to September 11th, 2001. And instead of looking and examining, you know, the rubble and all of that, go back to those press briefings. Go back and really examine the words that he chose to use. This will give you an indication of the level of grief that the president was expressing that was nil, and the insensitive way in which he dismissed and, I would say, minimized the event. And these are the, how you say, machinations of a very, very desensitized individual, a callous individual, a jaded individual, an individual who is suffering an identity crisis and has made promises that he now must keep. And this ain't the way you're supposed to be in greatness, folks, you see. And the disingenuous way in which they speak is indicating that we are in deep kimchi if we don't get our congresspeople to wake up and to speak. But then you ask yourself, well, who are these people now that hold all of these special places for all these districts in the nation? Well, some of them are new, and some of them have been holding on since God left Chicago. And all I can say is that a lot of them, if you examine the times in which they sat in Congress and are still sitting in Congress, that you could see that some of these people have been compromised and that they couldn't stand up for the truth if they wanted to. They're scared. They go to work wondering whether or not they are going to be uncovered, you know. And I address myself to the fact that you can see that there are people out there, and you can see that through the, like, if anybody was watching about that FEMA fake press conference that they had with the wildfires. It's important for people to really understand a correlation between those fires, and that there's nothing really that stops anyone from really imagining what possibly could be going on, especially since it's California, and because it was Reagan country, and because it would be kind of a neat experiment to do some serious weather experiments and to test your laser systems and other things. Because, you know, even back then when we were putting in those Star Wars things, you know, even though we haven't, you know, used them to shoot out any extraterrestrial crafts or anything, you know, you can get really crazy with this stuff because it goes in every direction. And yet it all is so costly. And when you look at the dollar index, you can see that it's hemorrhaging and that it is at all new lows. This stuff is not just your ordinary economics problem. This is like uncharted, folks. And so therefore, again, the boss. So when I play these archives back, I will not be guilty of telling you you had better make some serious decisions as to what to do with your stored up wealth and that which you were hoping to hold on to. And for those of you who have some serious wealth because you got your dot-coms going on and you got this or you just signed that big whatever, you really need to start thinking about the wealth of the dollar. And if the index for the dollar is 75, let's say tomorrow morning it wakes up at 75, and the euro is $1.50, you can see exactly where we're going with this whole thing, folks. And when China decides it don't really want to be handling or trafficking, or when the world just declines the dollar, it's going to upset a lot of economies, and it's going to get pretty ugly. And let me tell you something, folks. I don't put it past my president to then do the run and grab and close the banks and do exactly what Roosevelt did in the same times, and to begin to take all of our wealth and melt it down and use it to bail themselves out of a very selfish and vindictive reason for going off to upset part of the world that I call Mesopotamia, only to then draw your attention to the greatness of the land in which we are desecrating for the profits and all the oil. And if it's treasonous to say that our government is now nothing more than a corporation of businesses that wants to continue to do business, which is to cheat the people out of their oil and natural resources, then everything, then the truth is a lie, and the lie is the truth, and Hitler was right, and Sieg Heil, and all of the rest of it, and we all just be good little citizens, and we all just stifle ourselves and enjoy what there is to enjoy and suffer what there is to suffer. Not. Oh, wouldn't they just like it that way? Wouldn't they just like it that way? But you know we're smarter than that, folks. And you know that there's still an opportunity for us to have a spontaneous mass motion of approval for something less than and more than just this cheap talk about and trying to do a world geography lesson as to half of America doesn't even know where Turkey is or what Turkish history is all about or how at one time we could kill Saddam Hussein for killing 100,000 Kurds and now we're going to go across and we're going to let somebody else do it. Oh, my goodness, everybody, just remember who Turkey is. You just remember in history who they are. You just remember whose side they were on. You just remember what they did. They walked both sides. So when you get into that Turkish history, you get into Navy history. When you get into Navy history, you talk about the Turkish Straits. You talk about a crisis. You talk about just a stone step away from the bear. This is history. This is Stratego. These guys live this way. This is the way they live. They carry on from one great work to the next, as they say it. This is a Masonic thing. This is a Rosicrucian thing. This is a Muslim Brotherhood thing. This is every kind of thing. This is going to be a people thing, a Mother Earth thing, a Earth Changes thing. Oh, well, anyhow, that's what Mission Possible is all about. I'm just a voice in the wilderness. Gold is 80270. Unbelievable, folks. Getting ready to rise up to 900. Will it be next week? And 900 what? 900 what? $900? What's a dollar? You see, isn't it funny, folks? It still works backwards and forwards. It's not going anywhere unless you start thinking in terms of the divine. Then and only then will you find life has true meaning, because when you are practicing in the right vein and you are tuned in to the right frequency, whoa, evil don't touch you. Evil don't even want to come near you. Evil don't even want to get into it. So what to do? Well, I think Madam Sativa is going to be ready. If there's anybody out there, they say, you want to know that you have listeners listening, give something away, you know. That's what they say, give something away. And I said, well, what Mission Possible, what do I have, Boss RJ have that I can give away? I can give away some time. I say I do my thing in the beginning and I let you think about things and let it stew. But I know there's somebody out there that got a birthday, got a birth date, got something they want to know about or a relationship or something that's coming up in the future, or you just want to ask a question. Well, I have my number one sponsor and number one person that I go to, and that is Madam Sativa. And Madam Sativa will be picking up the phone in just about, I do believe, just about now. And I say good evening to you, Madam Sativa.
Hi, RJ. Good evening. Thanks for having me on again tonight.
Oh, yes. First of all, what kind of day was it today? Could you give us a little, I'd just like to kind of do a little test to see if other people feel the same way about the day. You can tell us what was the card day for today and the kind of vibe that it might have been for people today here in America.
Okay. Today we are in the diamonds, and we're in the three of diamonds. That was the day today. And the three of diamonds is one of the hardest cards in the deck to find happiness. So there may have been some obstacles for people today. This may have been a rough day for some people, even. The rising is the seven of diamonds, which is also a card that likes to get tested. And the rising is, there's two risings because we're in Scorpio. And Scorpio is where everyone else all year long is ruled by two cards, their card and their rising card. In Scorpio, they're dealing with three cards, and that's one of the reasons Scorpios are so intense, is because you have three cards to deal with. And so the third card for today is the Two of Hearts, which is the card where two people like to get together and discuss love issues, or just two people getting together and talking, getting to know each other. So that was part of the rising today. We're in the diamond part of the month of November, and so people are really thinking about finances, and today too, because the Three of Diamonds is a real financial card. And there's a little bit of worry with the threes. There's always a little bit of worry, a little anxiety. And soon we're going to be going into the clubs. And so tomorrow will be the Two of Diamonds and the Ace of Diamonds, and then we hit the clubs, and we'll have 13 days of clubs. So we'll be moving a little bit away from all this financial thought, which we had with these diamonds. And when you get into the clubs, people will be thinking, the King of Clubs is coming up, and that's a real good communicator's day, communications. These are just really, the cards are just so good, because like otherwise you know it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but that doesn't really tell you much about the day. Whereas when you know the cards and you know what the vibe of the day is, you know what the where the planets are, because the cards are all a code book for where the planets are, and really astrology is just a code book. And so it tells you what is this a good day to do business? Is this a good day to see friends? Is this a good day to have a date? You know, you don't want to make a date on a 9-day. I was just talking to some women the other day, and we were talking about the cards and how you can tell, even for like people who are married, you can tell a lot about their marriage by the day that they were married, because it'll be a certain card day. And that'll really speak a lot about what the marriage is going to be about. Is it in the diamonds? Is it going to be about a financial thing? Is it in the hearts? Is it in the clubs? You know, what is the marriage about, and what day did you decide to get married on? These are very important things to pick those dates, you know, to learn about the cards. Get Robert Camp's book. You know, if you're picking a date, find out, you know, what that date is going to be about. I have some friends who, before I met them, the woman who, she was going to have a baby, but she was having some problems, and so they were going to do it, where they were going to do it, you know, not naturally. They were going to take the baby.
Cesarean.
And so she had, you know, she had a certain time frame that she could pick any day. And really, that's a huge thing. People have to understand that you're picking the day, you're picking the destiny for your child. And so you want to pick a good day if you have a choice, you know. And she picked the day that the nurse had the most openings, which actually turned out to be a terrible day in the cards. And this is one of the reasons we started to even talk about this, because she was bringing me the problem with her daughter, how miserable, crying, just a really, really sad spirit. And that day is very challenged. The people that come in that day are very challenged. They have a lot to deal with in this world. And so, yeah, exactly. You want to pick these dates carefully, because they really, really speak about the destiny of your child. It's the same thing if you decide to not let your baby go to term, and you decide to pull your baby before it's ready for whatever reason, you're really not letting the child live its true card, its true destiny. Now, maybe that is a destiny for the child, not to have, you know, its own destiny, but for the mother or the father to decide upon the child's destiny by deciding on the date. But these are all really important things, and we used to all know this information. Everybody knew their card. Everybody knew what day it was. And this was information that was just common knowledge, and this is how we made our marriages, this is how we made our business agreements. That was, they say, in Lemuria, when we were living in Lemuria before the world tilted and went off its axis, when we were straight, the world was just straight up and down. That's how everybody knew their cards. But when we shifted, the cards got put into a code book, the deck of cards. The deck of cards is not the deck of cards. It's a master test book for all of astrology, all of us and the frequencies we're giving off. I was just doing this reading the other day for these two women. When I first met them, you'd never know they were friends. They're so different. One, they look different. They dressed very differently. They were just really an odd couple to be friends. such good friends, traveling to India a couple times, you know, really. So I asked them first, are you related? No, they're not related. They're just really solid friends. So let's find out your cards. Let's do readings for you. These women were right, sitting right next to each other. Their birth dates were very different, but their cards sat right next to each other on the chart of life. That makes them natural partners, and that's what they felt from the moment they met. Just when you're sitting right next to a person, you're handing things back and forth. You're just perfect partners. It's one of the strongest relationships that you'll make in this world is the cards that you're actually touching, that you're sitting next to on the chart of life. And you'll find this card in a crowd of a million people. It doesn't matter. 10,000 people, it doesn't matter. You'll find that card because we're all emitting those frequencies. You know, you find you meet someone, you don't like them. You don't know why you don't like them. You're supposed to like them. You know, it's important for you to like them, but you don't like them. This is the frequency that they're emitting, and it could be, depending on what planet you're connected to, you're just not connected to them in a good planet. You're supposed to stay away, avoid that person. And it's the same thing with feeling attracted to a person or really liking a person. These are all frequencies, and we're all picking them up on a part of the brain that we're not really aware of. Just like these two women found each other and were friends for many, many years, traveling together and everything, you know, even though both are married and everything like that, they still just form this incredible friendship. And being such opposites of each other, you know, they're just partners. So I don't know how much more time we have, but if we have time, if someone wants to call in for a reading or find out what card they are or what connection they have to their partner, I'd be happy to give a reading for someone.
Sure, when you have this much at your fingertips in terms of a good tool, one should take advantage of it. And I'll tell you, Madam Sativa has been able to really set people straight in terms of their relationships, and that's a wonderful thing to do. People spend big bucks psychoanalyzing and trying to figure out how come they didn't get along with their mother or father, and boom, they could just read a little short little boom, 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 or get a little reading and cut to the chase, you know, and get beyond the not knowing and get to the understanding. That's a good tool, and one can save themselves a lot of money if they're having a situation going down in their life to be able to consult the cards. And so we encourage you to call in and perhaps get a reading. It doesn't cost you anything. It's a toll-free number. You all know what it is. Look on the screen. I'm right now looking at the Nazi connection to the John F. Kennedy assassination, so I'm not on that page right now. But is there anything else you'd like to say, Madam Sativa? Is there some card or is there something for people to be looking at in the next week or so as we're going off into this week of real economic uncertainty?
Well, like I said, we're in diamonds right now, so we're really, really concerned with finances. Thank goodness we'll be moving to clubs. Then it's 13 days of clubs, and then on the 20th is when we go into hearts, November 20th, the King of Hearts. The hearts is when everybody gets emotional. And this is, you have in December, the hearts actually run from king to ace. It's the only time that it happens that way, from king of hearts to ace of hearts. Only in December, and it's at the very end of the month. Christmas comes on the six of hearts day. That's the karma, family karma day. And in Christmas, you're going to have a good time with your family, a good karma. If you're having a bad time with your family, it's going to even be magnified on Christmas. Whatever your karma is with your family, good or bad, That's the day it's going to be, people are going to be aware of that karma, of that energy between them and their family on that day. Family karma day. Could be good, could be bad. And so everybody gets emotional around the holidays, they always say. Everybody's getting emotional. What so happens at the holidays?
Uh-oh, we got a call. Got to take it.
Adam is back.
Adam, you're back.
Hi, Adam.
Hi.
You called back, all right.
Yes, I was actually listening to the other station, so that I just got a little mixed up. But I came over to this station, and now I'm listening here.
Well, cool. So well, you know, when you left, I was, like, wanting to know what your birth date was, because I wanted to know who the caller was that was calling.
Yeah, I just got a little mixed up. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. Would you like to get a little bit of a quick reading from
Absolutely.
All right. Well, give her your coordinates there.
416-1980.
What is your birthday? You have to talk loud. It's raining, like, really incredibly here.
April 16th, 1980.
1980?
Correct.
Okay, so monkey. You're monkey. And,
April 16th.
Yep.
April 16th. Let's see. April 15th is the six of diamonds. So April 16th would be the five of diamonds. And your rising would be the nine of diamonds. Oh, you're a double diamond. The five of diamonds, fives are the number of change. And
number of what?
Number of change. They love
change.
Variety and change.
Okay.
They don't like to get in a rut and stay with it. They really like variety in their life. Is that true for you?
Yes, very much so.
Very much so? Awesome. Yeah, this is part of your whole destiny here. You know, some people can sit and be in the same job for 20 years in the same life and do the same thing, eat the same thing. You know, they can do it for
the
whole life. That's, what's that?
I could tell you the truth. I've probably had 100 jobs.
Oh, you know, I can't hear you. What did you just say? You have to talk really loud because it's pouring rain here.
Because I've probably had 100 jobs.
Oh, you probably had 100 jobs. Perfect.
Yeah,
other people might criticize
really
you for that, but I'm here to tell
like.
You that is a beautiful manifestation of the Five of Diamonds.
Yep.
They need variety. It's part of their whole soul's journey here. Oh, Archie's going out there. Okay, so it's part of their whole soul's journey here, and you have the Nine of Diamonds rising. This is
true.
Really the Nine of Diamonds. All the Nines are really masters, and that's the face you show the world is the Nine of Diamonds. You're a double diamond, so things are very important to you. Diamonds usually really like their cars. And things. I'm going to go into Edith's book, and Edith is going to give me the what she says the people that come in on that day are like. See, she says, ambitious and self-determined, nervous and impulsive, self-protective, always worried about money, mentally alert, make good lawyers, but not successful at law for their own interests. If the card belongs to a woman, which it doesn't, maybe mercenary through fear of lack of money and financial liabilities, but you're not a woman, at the hands of men, may become interested in the occult for the sake of demonstrations. Self-confident, proud, and courageous, eager for self-development. Want to shine, any occupation must pay well or is abandoned. Some good artists and singers.
Doesn't that work for everyone, though?
Does that work for everyone?
Yeah.
Well, this
doesn't
is...
Doesn't pay well, leave.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said if it doesn't pay well, leave.
Oh, if it doesn't pay well, or it says pay must pay well or abandon. Well, you know, if that's not working for you, just take what is working for you. It says in the last line is may achieve popularity in theater, but usually superficial, like to travel. This is a general description of the day that you came in. Because she says it has to be well paid, but she also says that you make good lawyers but not successful at law for their own interests. So it seems like you have to take on for other people.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but there is a whole thing about the fear of the lack of money. And the needing for, is that true for you?
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, right. And for other people, yeah, not so.
I would say that would have been the case.
That's been the case, uh-huh.
But not anymore.
Oh, right. Excellent. We're evolving on. And I'm going to look at, in Robert's book, I'm going to look at your line of destiny for this year. Let me go to the Five of Diamonds. Now, do you have anyone in your life in particular you want to ask about? A relative, your parents, your sisters, brothers, a girlfriend, anything, any significant person in your life that you're wondering what your planetary connection with them is?
My dad.
Your dad. Okay, what's your dad's birthday?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Oh, we need to know that. Next time, call in and we'll do that. Do you know your mom?
No.
I never got into birthdays before I started doing this, so...
Hold on. Hold on.
Okay. Yeah, for everyone who's listening, I never got into birthdays until you start doing this. So once you get into this, you'll have to ask everybody for their birthday.
July 21st, 1951.
Okay, 51 is rabbit, but what was the month and the day?
July 21st.
Okay, July 21st. Okay, July 18th is the 10, July 20th is the 8. Okay, the 7 of clubs. And the rising is also a 9, the 9 of hearts. Okay, you and your mom are very close. Is that right?
No.
It's not right? You and your mom are not? Huh?
More recently, yes.
Wow, that's incredible, because your mom is the 7 of clubs and you're the 5 of diamonds. You guys sit right next to each other on the life spread. Really, that's sad that you're not close, because you're actually destined to be best friends. You guys are right next to each other on the life spread. Your mother wanted someone.
I would say that we're close now, but that was not the case earlier in life.
It was not the case earlier.
No,
how
not
long
at
have
all.
You,
So we've evolved to a good relationship, is what I'm saying.
It's evolved into a good relationship. I see. Now, Edith, what she says about that, and I can only do the 1 7 of clubs, your mom, when she meets your card, because you're actually on her life spread. You're not on their life spread. And it says, and she doesn't see you guys as having the best relationship either. This is what she says. The financial problems of each of you may seem to be too much of a burden to sustain a relationship, but don't be misled. It may not be as difficult as you think. Conversation is easy with this native, so talk it out before you make radical decisions on anything. That's what it says for your mom and for you. So it doesn't sound as great as I said, but on the life chart, you're actually her Mercury card, but she's your Moon card. She's really come here to support you in this world. When you lean back on the chart, you lean right into her card. Now, the thing about her card is that the 7 of clubs... Sevens are all very spiritual cards, but the 7 of clubs has issues with negative thinking.
Absolutely.
This is part of their, like, you like travel and variety, the 7 of clubs will always be dealing with having negative thinking.
Right.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. This is part of their destiny here. This is one of their biggest challenges in this world. They think negatively. That's the pattern that they're brought with. Then when they come in here, when they come in on that day, that's where the planets are aligned. That's part of their quest and destiny in this world. So next time you're hearing mom being negative, tell her. Her card is dealing with negative thinking. And that
will.
But if she can overcome the negative thinking, she can attain the highest spiritual thoughts. If she can overcome her negative thinking, and it's very hard for that card to do that. But if they can, they can really go far in terms of their spirituality.
Wow, that's cool.
I'd love to know your dad's birthday, too, to find out what card, because I'm always interested in what cards are interested in what cards, to find out what card the 7 of clubs liked so much. But that'll be another time. And
I asked my dad in the first place was, and why I don't even know his birthday, I didn't. No, my mom's. I don't know birthdays that well, period. But I really don't know my mom or my dad that well. I've only seen them probably 10 times in my life. So I'm just wondering what the relationship
what the connection
would be
is,
like.
Yeah. I would love if you could find out his birthday, if you call back in another week. That would be great. Because that would be important for you to understand what card connection you have to him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, was it part of your destiny? You know, was he your enemy, or was he your spiritual friend that has to stay far away? You know, there's all different kinds of connections to the planets.
Right.
Yeah. That was
okay.
Great. Okay, great. Well,
thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you later.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, RJ?
Yeah, I'm back. I couldn't get the siphons going, but the rain stopped for a little bit, so I'm hoping that it won't come over the lip of the door. But that's neither here nor there. You're listening to BBSRadio.com, and if we don't float away, we'll be back next week. I don't have my glasses on. I had to get rid of them. If I could get a time check over here, I'd be happy to to know that we're either going to shove off or we're going to continue for a moment. Now, 6:55, 7:55, oh, 5 minutes. No, this show has come to an end. There's really, unless there's somebody out there who is just living to get in and get another fine reading, because Don says that we're the last show, so we don't, we have a little leeway here. If I hear a beep, I would definitely honor that beep and let you speak to Madam Sativa. I can only tell you that in the future we're going to be doing more of this, and we hope that you'll train yourselves to be greedy and want to call in and find out a little bit about what's going on in your life. Because like I said, I had this tool when I was working in the mental health field back in the 70s. I could have cut to the chase on a lot of people, because a lot of what is bugging us is the not knowing. And once we can see for ourselves that it's in the cards, it's in our future, it's in our destiny, then we are able to resolve things and move on. And this is what is so wonderful about the era in which we are now living. Isn't that true, folks, that the spirituality would be so great that the tools that we use to get to that higher self and to the divinity of the oneness of I Am, you know that the good tools do good work, and good work is God's work. And I can only tell you that you can meet me now again on Tuesdays. You listen to the Inside Hour, where I co-host with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who is just this close from putting out his newest... Oh, we got a call. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jim from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Jim from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're up late.
Yeah, I am.
Or you're up early, one way or the other. Madam Sativa, this is Jim from Fort Lauderdale. Get the coordinates and give this man a quick reading
okay,
here.
Okay, yeah, it'll have to be a really quick reading. What is your birth date?
6/8/65.
65?
Yes.
Okay, that's the year I was born. We're the wood snakes.
Yes, I am.
Yes, we are. That's right. Okay, wood snake. And then 6 what? June?
June 8, 65.
June 8th. So June, let's see, June starts with 3, 3 minus, he said 8, so it would
yes.
be a 5, you'd be a 9, you're the 9 of diamonds. That's funny, the reader that just called, that was his rising. Let's see, I just want to check that really quick. Let's see, June starts with 3, 3 minus 8, 5, yeah, 9 of diamonds. And your rising is the 7 of spades. Okay. You have two very spiritual numbers. The card that you are inside is the 9 of diamonds. The face you show the world is the 7 of spades, the have faith card. Both of your cards are, there's only two spiritual numbers on the chart, the 9 and the 7, and you're both numbers. So you have a very spiritual path in this world. And if you don't make the spiritual path, you'll never really find happiness. That's part of your destiny in this world, is to walk a spiritual path. Looking, going to go to Edith and look on that day. Okay, it says, June 8th, mental and inquiring are highly nervous, which affects the health. Usually want more power than they can handle or acquire. Oh, great, I love that. Apt to develop chronic conditions due to negative states of mind and a tendency to hypochondria. Good traders, writers, talkers, extemporaneous speakers. Illnesses and obstacles often come unexpectedly. Surprising changes. Should be careful towards your lungs. That's what it says. That's what Edith says about that day. Do you have anyone in particular, really quick, another date that you'd like, someone in your life, your parents, your loved one, anybody that you are curious about what planets connect you?
Not quite, but I was wondering, I was thinking of moving to Costa Rica next year.
Okay, good. Okay, let me look up your destiny chart. Okay, let me see. 9 of diamonds, and like me, you're 42 this year. Okay, let's see. And you're 42 this year, so you're thinking about moving for next year?
Yeah, in January, I'm thinking of just going down, checking
next
it out.
Next year would be a fabulous year for you to travel. And I'll tell you why. You have... When you're doing readings, it's always important to look at the person's long-range card for the year. And the long-range card, everything else is 52-day periods. But the long-range card is one of those cards that tells you really what your whole year is going to be about. And your year next year is the five. Your long range card is the five of hearts. Not for this year, but for next year. It'll start on your birthday next year. And the five of hearts is a card that loves. It's called the emotional wanderer card. It's a card that loves to wander. It loves change. You have in your Venus for next year the five of clubs. That's also a card that loves change. It also has next year the ace of hearts in your Jupiter, which means there's some kind of love thing happening for you next year. And if you're already in one, it'll take on special importance next year. Now, you have three threes on your chart next year. I always look when I look on people's charts to see what multiple numbers. Oh, excuse me, you have four threes. Threes are very creative cards. You're going to feel the creative energy next year a lot. But threes, they can't decide what they want to do. So they usually wind up doing everything because they're so creative. They want to do this, they want to do that. So they wind up doing a lot of things. And so that'll be your year next year. You'll be doing a lot of different things. Your creativity will be high, and those two fives on your chart, they'll really give you the energy to help you travel, to help you move. Now, you have the nine of spades, which is the most potent of all the nines in your Uranus next year. That means that something in your life is coming to an end, something you've had for a very long time and that's been good for you, some way of life, and it's no longer good for you anymore, so change is perfect for you next year in your 43rd year. This year, I'm looking at, because still you're going to be in this year for a while, you have the two of clubs as your long-range card. And I see you also have the ace of hearts. Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, you have this beginning love card on your chart for this year and for next year. And for this year, it is your result card. So it looks like at the end of this year, you're going to be in a relationship. That's going to how you. That's your result of the year. By the end of, by right before your next birthday next year, you'll be in a relationship. The Ace of Hearts is one of those cards that when it comes on your chart, it means, depending on what position, but it usually means that you have, you want a relationship. You've been lonely, and now you want a relationship. So that card will push you to making a relationship. It'll make you do things that you wouldn't normally do in order to meet somebody. You'll become more social. You'll go out more. Different things like that. I want to look at what Robert Camp says about the Ace of Hearts being in the Uranus position. Let's see. Okay, and that's right. For this year, it's your result card. Somehow connected with your Pluto card will be the element of a desire for affection, a new love interest, or the birth of a child. This highly motivating influence tells us that your creative impulses are directed towards love, home, and romance this year. Your pursuit will either cause you to complete this year with a new love or a new child. This is one of the strongest indicators of childbirth for women. Your Pluto card will tell you more about the desire or the object of your desire. And so, with the three, these are, when you look back at, like, when we look at our parents, I look at their lines of destiny, often women will get pregnant in years where they have the Ace of Hearts on their chart, where they have the Queen of Hearts in their chart. And then depending on what position will tell you how they will get along with their child. The Ace of Hearts, this is a new love. This is a new beginning. And I think we've run out of time.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm looking forward to that. That gives me something to look forward to.
Okay, great.
There's
new love coming for you. You have one on your chart this year and for next year, so it's destined for you.
Okay, thank you.
And don't hesitate to call back next week earlier and get more if you need it, Jim.
Great, and thank you. And thanks, RJ.
You're welcome, Madam Sativa. I'm finding out that there are people out here that are all interested in their destiny, and so we'll continue. So this is it for Mission Possible Radio Show. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope you'll tune in to the Inside Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz and Reverend Roxy, and I hope to goodness you all have the best week ever. Aloha.